Well, folks, it's a crisp morning here, and as we head into Crush, we're going to head over to Napa Valley here for a few days, and we have some great friends in Napa Valley, and we'll be staying a couple different spots, but folks, we're going to be having a tasting with Schramsberg today, one of my favorite stops, and I'm sitting here with Matthew Levy, and Matthew is going to take us through the experience here at Schramsberg. It's a wonderful day here, and Crush just starting, Matthew, and tell folks first about the experience of being here and driving up the hill.
Well, hi, Doc. I appreciate you coming up the hill to join us here. We're up on Diamond Mountain and just a little bit north of St. Helena, a little bit south of Calistoga. If you're looking for us, you'll want to make sure that you get directions because we are a little bit hidden up here. We've been around for over 150 years for this winery. It was founded in 1862, so it's been around for quite some time, and we're about to celebrate our 50th anniversary of the revival of the property. That's going to happen next year. As you said, Crush has just started. We're now on day about 13 of our harvest here for year 2014, and it's going very, very well. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through the history of the property. Obviously, we have a long history, as we've talked about, and then we'll go through our historic caves. These caves that you're going to walk through here are the oldest in Napa Valley, the very first that were dug for wine storage. It's dug by hand by a group of Chinese laborers that Jacob Schramm, our founder of the property, hired on in the 1800s to dig out about a half a mile of cave network here for the wine storage. And then after the caves, you're going to go and you'll learn about the process of riddling bottles and getting the yeast out of the...
You're going to make me work.
I'll make you do a little bit of twisting here and there. It's better than, a little easier than doing a hula hoop, though. And then after that, we're going to sit down and do a tasting of our wines. And what we do is taste through four sparkling wines and then one of our still red wines that we make here at the property.
Exciting. Now, and we're going to be starting with the Chardonnay-based sparkling wines. And Schramsberg just makes some incredible wines, and these are two of my favorites.
We like to start off with our Chardonnay-based wines. They are the most crisp, most acidic of what we make. It's a nice palate cleanser. It gets everything going. And so what we start off with is our Blanc de Blanc. It's about our flagship. We've been making it since 1965, the very first year the property was revived. They did make a 1965 vintage of Blanc de Blanc, so it's been a wine that we've made every year since.
And there's a good number of cases of that nationally.
Correct. It's the most, the one we produce the most of is the Blanc de Blanc. So you're going to find it in most of all 50 states. You'll find it international actually as well. For this sparkling wine, it comes out of the Carneros area of the Napa Valley. It's where we really get some really high quality Chardonnay grapes from. And this one is 100% Chardonnay. So we really look for that nice crisp, tart green apple flavors. If you're smelling it, you're going to notice as a green apple, lemon, lime, citrus comes off the nose right away. Then you put it into your mouth and very refreshing, very acidic. This drive on the palate that goes from the tip of the tongue right to the back of the throat makes you start to sort of salivate right away from that. And you just want to sip it again and again and again and again. Very nice green apple flavors. A little bit of yeast contact gives you a little bit of a pineapple element on that as well.
And it is a beautiful wine to start with. One thing it does is if you weren't hungry, you will be within a few minutes.
Exactly, exactly. It makes you want to take a bite of something. And the next one we're going to do is move to our J. Schramm. This is one of our Tête de Cuvées. We make two Tête de Cuvées regularly and then a third Tête de Cuvée every once in a while. This is our Chardonnay-based Tête de Cuvée, and we call it J. Schramm. It's a 2006 vintage. It's been still Chardonnay-based, as I talked about, but we do add back a little bit of Pinot Noir into this, and this one's 13% Pinot Noir. This helps flesh out the palate, gives it a little more weight on the palate, a little more fruitiness that you wouldn't get necessarily on the younger Blanc de Blanc. But here we are with the 2006. Now you're like, 2006, that's 8 years ago. And yeah, it is 8 years ago. This wine was harvested. It sat in our caves for about six and a half years, aging on the lees or the yeast, building up complexity, aromas, a texture on the palate. So when we release it, it's a much richer, fuller wine than that Blanc de Blanc. Here, instead of going with the green apples, you're going to get baked apples, guava, mango, panna cotta, roasted almonds on the nose. And then you go and start tasting it. Fuji apple and pear starts to layer in there. It's a really nice, long, lingering flavor to the palate.
Great fruit sourcing brings great wines, and they started in the vineyard. And Matthew and I are going to enjoy these two wines, and we have two more for you. Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in Napa Valley, and we're going to be staying here for a couple of nights, and we have some great tasting set up, and we're going to be enjoying the valley. There's great chefs and great lodging spots, and a new lodging spot has come up here, and I'm with Graham Yellop, and I'm at a property that I've been at before. This has changed quite a bit, Graham. Pleasure to be here, sir, and we are at...
Doc, you are now at Senza. Thank you for stopping by and joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here. The property itself was formerly a bed and breakfast. The last 8 years it changed ownership, and then the vision around 2008 was to look at an expansion here. La Residence then as a lot of businesses went through a change with the recession. And we're very, very proud to see the fruition of our dreams coming to its completion in the last few weeks here. Senza has increased the capacity of La Residence's previous 25 rooms to our now beautiful 41 that we have here in front of you today.
There was some traditions here, that great tasting, wine tasting in the afternoons, and a great breakfast, which I can still remember.
You'll be happy to know that very little has changed in that regard. We still have a great breakfast served daily from 7:30 to 10, and then each evening we'll have some fantastic wines and cheeses, etc., presented between 6 and 7. So it's a great touch point for people to start and finish their day, and it's also a great start to your evening once you've had a nice glass of wine out on our patio.
The great thing about that is that you can't cover Napa Valley in its entirety. If you have other wines that you've never tasted before and you experience that here, then it might send you in a different direction up or down the valley.
You're not wrong, and the benefit of Napa Valley is that there are so many wineries that you can't hit in one stay. So we look forward to welcoming people back on a regular basis that we've been able to do over the last 8 years. I've been here at the property around 6 myself, and it's always great to see familiar faces as they come and join us once more. Well, the thought process when we went into the expansion here is to touch on the sophistication of a wine country experience, and Senza has really encapsulated that, both respectfully in keeping our older rooms in our Parker Mansion, where we have 8 of our 41 rooms. But the room you're staying in this evening is room 42, which is a Garden King Suite. And the Garden King Suite is one of our new rooms that we've brought here. It really offers a fantastic experience for two people, whether it's from the two-person shower, where you can enjoy the heated floors, or the floating tub, the floating vanity, or if you want to go into the bedroom where we've got the beautiful concrete finished floors with the remote start fireplace, the large smart TV, the beautiful Italian linens. In your instance, the garden rooms, as with all of our new rooms, actually have a large outside patio of around 125 to 175 square feet. So with the large French doors that open, it really gives you the opportunity to enjoy the inside and the outside equally.
I have all sorts of plans here as I stay in Napa Valley, but I have to say that I almost added some more plans in seeing the room and being in the room. I wanted to stay there. I wanted to go and get some cheese and some different things to go with the wines and just enjoy a significant other there. It's that kind of special place. And tomorrow night, you're going to move me around, and what a great stay I'm going to have.
So you'll be coming home in the fact that the building that you've stayed in previously, which was the main French barn, which has now been named Senza House, we'll be having you in room 20. And room 20 is one of our Senza Kings that affords us another little look at the way to serve our guests better. These have all been revamped in the fact that the bathrooms, the plumbing, the electrical, the windows, the doors, the locks, the floors, everything has been updated. So it's a brand new product in the old packaging, but everything inside has changed, and we're very fortunate having a great designer and an architect team, and also the general contractors here to complete our vision. So everything is very continuous in the feeling that it offers, whether it's in our Parker Mansion, as mentioned, dates back to 1870, or if it's the brand new rooms that you're going to stay in this evening. I really think that you won't feel any difference between the rooms other than the location. The telephone number to call in is 707-253-0337. That's the main line to the hotel, where you can speak with a live representative and reserve your stay. Also, if you're looking at the website, the new website is going to be www.senzahotel.com. which is senzahotel.com. And we're actually in a transition, but if you were looking up at laresidence.com, which was our old website, don't fear, that'll take you to the same spot. So they'll all tie in together and you can make your reservation.
And indeed, if you did stay here before, the phone number has not changed.
That's correct. So those that have it on their fast dial, on their cell phones, or anywhere else for that fact, you can still contact us and you'll be speaking with the same friendly faces that you had before. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, we will see you at the wine tasting this afternoon. Cheers.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks for coming by.